It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Talking Rotary again today. This Friday is Pi Day, as has been the case during Strawberry Days for a number of years. Originally a Valley View Hospital auxiliary project, and for the last couple of years taken over by the Glenwood Noon Rotary. Pam Pine is here, a past president, right?
Indeed,
Noon Rotary. And Debbie Wild as well. Are you also a past?
I'm an upcoming president.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I got about another year before
I
get
that.
There. Yeah.
She's already in action. Yeah.
You decide that far in advance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize.
It's big stuff.
Is that to give you time to prepare?
Yeah.
Or is that to give everybody else time to prepare for you?
Yeah, that would be in my case. You're right, Gabe.
fair enough. Is this the second year, Pam?
It is.
Since you've taken
it
over?
It is. Okay. Stacy Gavril from the hospital worked closely with Valley View Auxiliary, and when they decided to disband, she offered it. She is also a Rotarian, and she offered us the opportunity to use this as a fundraising effort on behalf of Rotary. And I, the old home ec teacher, likes the pie idea. So, yes, this is our second year. The first one we thought was very successful, and we appreciate everybody's turnout for that. We're just looking to make it bigger and better this year.
I did not know you taught home ec.
Once upon an ancient time.
For how long?
Just a year.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
And then taught some other cooking classes and stuff in the Valley.
It was actually one of my favorite classes in high school was home ec.
It's an important skill.
Not just because I was one of two boys that were in the class either. Not just because of that. By the way, Pi Day happens this Friday, June 21st, 8 to 11 at the Methodist Church in downtown Glenwood between 8th and 9th. Buy a slice of pie or a whole pie, or buy a pie and donate it to like Feed My Sheep or something like that, as we ended up doing last year.
Yes.
I forget how many, but.
Well, there's a couple deals. Yes, okay. You can come and have a slice of pie. That means you can look at all the varieties we have, and we do have a bunch. Everything from pumpkins and pecans and many berry fruit pies, lots of strawberry and strawberry rhubarb, some cheesecakes and some bundt cakes and a few scones thrown in the side from 4 Mile B&B. Cheryl's going to make us some of her white chocolate cranberry scones to go with things. And Savannah Kelly has a special recipe. They sold out very quickly last year. So she's going to be doing that. And cherries, there's going to even be a couple peach pies there this year. So the idea will be we start at 8 and we open the door to usually a small line of people that are already gathered and first come, first serve, lots of choices, but they do go quickly.
And gluten-free, so that, don't be afraid not to
there
gluten-free.
Might be,
there'll be some of that.
Gluten-free,
maybe
a sugar-free option, too, to think about. So, come enjoy. It's quite a social occasion down there, and lots of good time. We have coffee or tea to enjoy also. Sit down, have a piece of pie or two, and enjoy the company of the community. We're looking to have lots of people show, and businesses, it's a great way to treat your employees to a nice treat for the day. Come buy a pie or two or three. And this year, again, we're going to be doing delivery of pies. If you order three whole pies, we'll be glad to bring them to you within the Glenwood Springs city limit. And I'm going to give you a number, 948-0606. And if you want to go ahead and order ahead, please, by Thursday night, we'll pick them, set them aside for you and get them to you. And we'll you'll have some great treats to share for the day.
What's the cost of by the slice and by the pie?
When you come in and get a slice, you also get coffee. We're going to do a little a la mode, too, this year.
Ooh.
And so if you sit down and stay, it's just $5 for a coffee and a nice slice of homemade pie. And by the way, they all are homemade. We're not taking them from City Market and putting them out for you. So it's all very much homemade, and they're all donated by people of the community who just love to do that baking.
So out of curiosity, is it the same people that have always baked the pies for Pie Day?
Well, as of last year, we have many returning bakers. Carla Felke, who has quite a reputation for baking pies, is going to be bringing several. So, yeah, lots of people from the community that you can come and try their goodies.
So $5 a slice, and that includes coffee or tea if you want to sit there and visit with everybody at the Methodist Church Friday.
Or you can take out several slices, $5 a piece, and whole pies are $30. They're 6 pieces each. And we'll be, as I said, for 3 pies, we'll be glad to deliver.
And again, this started as a fundraiser for the Hospital Auxiliary.
It is.
So who gets the proceeds now?
Well, this year we have decided to do both. Rotary, being a very active service club in the community, we do both local and international and regional projects. Debbie Wild is going to tell you a little bit more about those, but these in particular are going to be, we're raising funds for ShelterBox, which is a emergency and disaster shelters in the form of tents and other great things in the box. We'll have a display there. And we're also starting up again a nursing scholarship for a CMC student. So those are our two projects this year, ShelterBox and a nursing student. But
of course, Rotary gives a number of scholarships every year. So the nursing scholarship would be a new scholarship then that you'll be giving away starting next year, Debbie?
Well, we've done a nursing scholarship before. We're just making an extra effort again here. I think we had a nursing scholarship for a time in Bob Bradshaw's name, who is a Rotarian, and so we've done a few nursing scholarships.
And then Ken Robinson, and then Ken held that on for a year. We've just missed it for a year or two.
Yeah.
And, yes, it'll be given out for the fall semester.
For the fall semester.
Yes.
Okay, so this
year.
So
we'll be having applications out for that as soon as we're done with this fundraising event.
Okay. And shelter boxes, PJ talked a little bit about shelter boxes last week, Debbie. This is, it costs about $1,000 to put one of these together. And these are held in a warehouse and ready to go. Cases like Hurricane Katrina, although it's not just in the United States, it's worldwide, right?
Correct, yeah. They contain, they contain kind of a family-sized tent that provides temporary shelter and then the tools that people need to get started repairing and rebuilding their homes. So all that's contained within this, like this big, this green box. And then there's items that help transform shelter into a home, like cooking sets, solar lights, activity sets for children even. So that temporary, it's like temporary shelter, help create your home, help get started building your home, just all in a box, literally ready to go.
It's 72 hours is the number that sticks in my head. Is that kind of the intent for how long the shelter box is? Obviously, the tent, you know, could last indefinitely, but the other supplies, I think, are intended to hold that family for, is it 2 or 3 days? Pam is looking at me like I'm crazy.
No. The tents up there, tents will usually last close to a year, and oftentimes in the rebuilding process, they're used longer than that. But with all the supplies and everything, we're also working with Civil Strife and refugee camps. So these tents and the supplies, the water purification, the light and all the things that come with it
just last indefinitely.
Yes, and the water filters will last for several months, and the light solar. So yes, it gives you something to live with when you've lost everything else.
And again, it's not just for use in disaster areas, but in areas where they've got civil upheaval or something like that, where
we're
folks
very
are...
active in Syria right now.
Oh, I imagine so.
People are displaced from their homes.
Yes.
Yeah,
sure.
Kinds of things. So there's a immediate response is part of the idea.
I want to say there's some kind of, what are those thermal blankets called?
Yes.
That reflect the heat
yes,
also?
Yes, thermal blankets, ground covers, a wonderful school kit. It's kind of old school. There's even a protractor in there and pencils and erasers and such things, but a chalkboard with chalk, but pad of paper, the basic things. But when there's no schools, no supplies, they certainly are going to use anything they have to get the kids back in school and
sure.
give the kids things to do.
I can never keep the two straight, a protractor and a compass. Which one is the half circle?
Protractor.
Is a protractor.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So you're not giving the kids the pointy.
Well, actually, I don't know that it has a point on it. I think they've taken that part away. But yes, a compass too.
A compass too. Well, you're going to have a sample, aren't you, Pam?
I'll have a sample of most of the materials that go in the box. It's so people can see exactly what it does. Okay.
And for the nursing scholarship, CMC students that are looking to attend CMC for nursing this fall, will CMC, they don't call it the guidance office in college.
No.
but the financial aid office, will they have information on that?
Actually, it'll be the staff of the nursing program, because these are people, since the program is so selective, that have already been accepted, and then we'll figure out based on their needs and their applications,
sure.
who's to receive.
Sure, I guess by June they already know who was going to be in the class
they
next
do.
Fall, don't they?
They
yeah,
do.
I forget that, mm-hmm. sure. By the way, you can always learn more about Glenwood Rotary by going to gsrotary.org.
Org.
Mm-hmm. And you've also got a Facebook page, if I remember
we
correctly.
Do.
For
we
the,
do. We like to post pictures of some of our projects and things that we do.
Maybe Facebook Live from Pi Day on Friday morning?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I could
we
do
love
that.
It.
I could do that.
We love that.
We will definitely be watching. Again, Pi Day happens this Friday, the 21st, from 8 to 11 at the Methodist Church, 824 Cooper in downtown Glenwood. Again, it's just $5 for a slice of pie. Again, as Pam mentioned, up through Thursday night at a reasonable hour, folks. If you would like to pre-order at least 3 whole pies, so $90 worth of pies, if you'd like to pre-order that many within the city limits of Glenwood, they will actually deliver them on Friday. I'm guessing after Pi Day is over, you'll be making them.
During the morning. We'll be there early in the morning.
Out of curiosity, who's going to be making the deliveries? Is that Mike?
No.
He'll actually be parking cars at the hospital.
He'll be eating. Right?
Keith, yeah. The newly retired Keith Eichelman is going to be one of my folks that does it. So we got to keep him busy and out of trouble.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's no sitting around in this town. Well, that, you know, Gabe, I think that's one of the things that we hope also that people that are curious about Rotary, this opportunity at Pi Days, and of course, you'll see us out in the park at Pancake Breakfast on Sunday morning of Strawberry Days once again. But ask some questions about Rotary. Mm-hmm. I think it's sometimes a little bit a mystery to folks. You know, you see us here and there, but what does Rotary really do? And we really want to help people understand and how they can be involved.
See the signs everywhere on the city limit sign. There's the Rotary sign
that's
right next to it.
We're here. That's
As an international organization, one of the things that we say, too, is your potential to do good in your community as a Rotarian is far greater than it was before you joined, right? You're part of a large organization. But as you can see, we get very clearly local also. But Shelterbox is one of the things that we can easily participate in and feel like we have some impact internationally.
Sure.
Certainly with polio is one of Rotary's other big international kinds of things. But by each of us doing our little parts, we feel like we've got a big footprint.
Sure.
And that's pretty exciting.
That's almost one of those quotes like your sister used to use on the
pigs. Kissing pigs.
No.
I thought you were going to bring that up.
What was the name of the school program that she did on Wednesday
night. Oh,
yeah,
nights. Family Matters. No, yeah.
Kids Count.
Yeah, Kids Count. Kids Count.
Back in the 90s, Wednesday nights.
We did Kids Count.
Debbie's sister, Mary Jean, used to do this show on KMT. It was like 30 minutes long, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway,
yeah.
A trip down memory lane for you.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to. Ironically, 15 minutes in, that's the first time I've gotten off topic. I don't believe it. All right, well, back on topic. Pi Day is this Friday at the Methodist Church in Glenwood. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Pam Pine, a former president of the Glenwood Noon Rotary, and Debbie Wild, a future president of Glenwood Rotary. How long have you been a member of Rotary, Debbie?
I don't know. I forget. It becomes a blur. Maybe 12, 15 years, something like that.
Okay.
I got started, and then you just kind of get hooked because it's really some there's great people involved. It's exciting about some of the things that we do, and you get to participate in. And just kept going.
I have a random curiosity question for you, actually, to give people kind of an inside look in Rotary. So at Rotary, there's this thing at the beginning of the meeting that they call Happy Bucks. Mm-hmm. And basically anybody that has a dollar or a few dollars, you know, they'll give, say something that they're, it's kind of like a Thanksgiving, really.
Yeah.
You know,
sort
it's a count your blessings kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'll give a dollar because, for instance, Dave Pearson would say, you know, I'll give a dollar because the Broncos won yesterday.
Right.
He's a huge Broncos
right.
fan. Yeah. In this day and age where plastic is everything, do you still do that, with real paper money?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
interesting.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that's changed is we got this sort of, okay, you know what, a buck isn't quite the what a buck was, so really happy bucks, you should be giving two. And that's pretty much what we're putting down two, but we still call it happy bucks, and you got to be prepared with your money. Yep. And we do that. And
where does that money go toward, by the way?
So that money goes toward scholarships.
Okay.
So one of the other things that we do is, Pam mentioned, with Pi Days, we're particularly focused on a nursing scholarship, but we give about $10,000 each year to local students for, post-secondary education.
Right. I want to say this year you actually gave a number of scholarships. Wasn't it like six?
Right.
Is that?
Probably six at 1,500, and then I think we had a few returning students, and we kept up their scholarships. So
that's the other cool thing about Rotary scholarships is it's kind of the student's scholarship to lose. As long as you keep your grades up and you keep asking, you can continue to get a scholarship, maybe not the same amount, but you continue to get some help from the Rotary Club as well.
Yeah, we're continuing that a little bit more even than we used to. So that was, Rotary has a youth focus, and that's one of the parts of that. Another part of it is what's called, we abbreviate it as RILA, but it's about a Rotary Youth Leadership Academy. So we sponsor a few youth each year for that. And we get some of our seniors together, about 20 each year, that the school helps us identify that are really young people who, this doesn't have to do with just grades and everything, but we're really looking for those who have the character and are sort of showing Rotary's ideals about, good sportsmanship and citizenship and those sorts of things, and we honor them each
Service
year.
Service to others.
Yeah. So I think those are some of the ways that we really do the youth piece of that. We're always interested in that. With the youth exchange is really a big Rotary thing where we bring some young people and sponsor them here from other countries and send some of our students out. And that's probably one of the most impactful things on an individual life, for sure.
It's been going on forever. We were, as I said, last week when PJ was here with why can't I remember
Jackie?
Her first name? Jackie Scramstead. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
Jackie and I were talking about the fact, I think we were in high school around the same, different schools. Which was a bit of a bone of contention, but we're gonna let that go for now. We're talking about the fact we each had exchange students, and we believe from Rotary that we went to school with, and we're just talking about the experience and how, at least with me, it seemed like the exchange students tended to be the most popular kids, either because they're new and you haven't known them for the last 10 years, right? or whatever reason, the different culture and that kind of thing, and from the exchange student standpoint, seeing the way that they integrated into the way we did things and, you know, popular music and the things that we did on weekends and stuff like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So 12, 14 years ago, Debbie, you were executive director of Youth Zone.
Mm-hmm.
What reason did you feel you needed to join Rotary at that time? Was it because you're giving back to the community as the executive director of a nonprofit anyway, and so you wanted to expound that?
Well, one of the other kind of foundational things of Rotary is the networking, and that's a little bit of how it started as well among businesses, that, you know, and then here was a way for businesses to, one, really commit themselves to ethical business practices, and two, to network and to do service in their community. So the networking piece of that is it was a big part of Rotary, and it certainly was a big part for me, for you, Sonia, as you can imagine. It just, I had everybody involved in youth kinds of things.
Sure.
So coming with that perspective was of interest, right, to others. But getting involved in Rotary is also about making great friendships and getting to know people in the community, getting connected to your community. And that's really, I think, one of the things that people really should think about with the service club is really that connection. And I think people who move here want to be a part of things. So how do I become a part of it, and how do I contribute? And I think that's a big piece about Rotary. The other thing that I found and that others encouraged me for, too, is that each week we have a program, you know, short amount of time, 20 minutes, we get to ask questions. But you really learn a lot. I feel like Rotary is a continuous learning opportunity, and you are a better citizen because you really are informed. You get to understand and know things that you just wouldn't as every day walking around the streets here. Like in a week, we're going to have the opportunity to explore on a little field trip the power plant out at the Shoshone Power Plant. So sometimes you really get some behind-the-scenes opportunities. You get to bring people in that you
can
really
I join
get to
just
do
for
that.
One day?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. There's a lot of good scoop at Rotary.
Sure.
Well, you know what's going on.
And just like I was, by the way, you talk about service clubs in general, Debbie, like I was giving Jackie a hard time last week. Of course, if somebody asks you your opinion, you're going to say, yeah, you should join Rotary. But there are a number of great service clubs, and you actually do work together on different projects throughout the year.
Right.
So, Pam, I know this is not the reason why you're here, but, of course, you own Pinestone, which does decorative rock. Oh, you sold it.
Yes.
I didn't
yes.
know that. Oh. I'll be darned.
Yes,
okay.
Just a year or so ago.
I guess I'm
you're
not up with
at Rotary.
I guess
if you knew that, this,
yeah,
I would have known. I would have known.
No, but I'm very happy with Ronnie Ulrich, who's the new owner. But I have let that part of life go, and enjoying doing more other service projects. There's an awful lot of international opportunity with Rotary, too. I've been on a friendship exchange to India, and I think with this club where we winter down in Arizona, they have other service projects. So I'm getting even two clubs worth of activities in different parts of the country, cultural and social and age-wise. It's just different to be down there. So Rotary's everywhere.
That's something else that I've heard a lot from different Rotarians is the – I'm not sure if you have a term for it, but when you're either on vacation or you're traveling for business, most places there's a Rotary Club. You can attend their meeting. Again, depending on the club, they may buy your lunch, or you may have to pay, I don't know, $10, $15, whatever the going rate is, to sit in on one of those other Rotary Clubs. But that's a possibility. I wish I could remember names, but it seems like
Sojourners is what they're called down in Arizona.
Okay.
Just people who come for a season I travel and go to Rotary meetings when I can, and every club is different. We're a singing club too, by the way, and which is a rare beast in the world of Rotary, but we do have an awful lot of fun with it.
We have been told by visiting Rotarians that this is just the nicest group of people they've ever come across, even in Rotaries. I've heard
and
people
lunch,
say that a few times.
And lunch is great at Rivers. They do a fabulous job.
Again,
for
it's
us.
Friday noon at Rivers.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in joining Rotary, do you need to talk to a Rotarian in advance? I know you need to be sponsored if you're going to join. Mm-hmm. But if you want to have a couple lunches just to see what it's all about, what is that process for folks?
Talking to a Rotarian ahead of time just gives you a little, you know, introduction in. But, yes, if you really want to see, show up Friday noon at Rotary, and we'll welcome you and see what you're interested in.
And if you want to talk about it in a little more maybe relaxed atmosphere, or if you don't know someone who's a member of Rotary, just stop by Pi Day Friday from 8 to 11 at the Methodist Church, or the Pancake Breakfast in Sayre Park on Sunday from 7:30 to 11, and there will be plenty of Rotarians there for you to visit with.
And you can always find us on the website. You'll see contact information there for Rotarians and how to find us.
Again, that's gsrotary.org. Debbie, I know you've got to get out here because you've got another commitment, but what are the requirements for becoming a member of Rotary?
Well, you need to be, you know, we have a four-way test that really does talk about, you know, is it fair, is it true, is it fair to all concerned? I mean, so it's really about being a person who wants to be in service to their community. And other than that, you have a few things to pay, Rotary dues and your meals, and that's really about it. It's
come
about participation, participating and seeing how you can add value to what we have going on.
That's where that came from. I was recently watching a webinar, a radio webinar, but they were talking not exactly the same four-way test, but they were saying anything we do in our radio company, right, should I wish I could get his words exactly right. You know how those trainers, they do what they do because they do it well. But something along those lines. Is it fair for the listener? Is it fair for the staff? Is it fair for the shareholders? Is it fair for the advertisers? Mm-hmm. Is how they put it. Mm-hmm. And that's almost exactly what you're talking about with that four-way test for Rotary. That's
good ethics in all business.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. You can't go wrong. Well, in the short term, maybe you can go wrong with that, but in the long term, it's there's no other way to do it, in my opinion. But what do I know?
But you know a few things. You know a few things.
Again, the website is gsrotary.org. Again, Pi Day this Friday morning from 8 to 11. We'll touch on the pancake breakfast again, although we kind of focused on that last week. Mm-hmm. So, Debbie, thank you again for stopping by.
Yes,
we'll see
welcome.
You around.
Thank you, Gabe. Yep, we'll see you at events, right?
And, that's right.
And
absolutely.
Rotary really is about helping build community. You know, these are fundraisers, but really bringing people together.
Sure.
A lot of things happen when you just bring people together in a happy place like this.
So I agree. I agree. Over pie. How can it get any better?
That's right.
Pam and I will wrap things up on for Pie Days in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Pam Pine. We say goodbye to Debbie Wild. Pam Pine still here hanging out with us. So you were talking about, I forget the gentleman's name, you're a delivery guy?
Oh, Keith Eichelman and Steve Swanson are going to run around town and deliver pies.
And you mentioned specifically that Keith is retired and you're trying to keep him honest.
Keep him.
Sounds like you may also be in that club.
It is. It's been a great time. We're doing lots of traveling. But
well, congratulations.
Thank you. But having time to do this is one of the important projects. So.
And it's actually called Pi Day Plus now.
Yes. We just decided to add a few more extraordinary homemade goodies. So there'll be some cheesecakes and some coffee cakes and scones and Bonnie Inman's making lovely little pineapple upside down goodies.
Oh, wow.
And so all sorts of great things. So when you come, you can either have a piece with coffee or tea or take home or to your office whole ones, give one away as a nice gift. And we do take cash, check, Visa, MasterCards, so you can charge everything, which makes it easy. But if you want to order pies, three whole pies, we'll deliver them. Give me a call, 948-0606, 948-0606, to order pies ahead of time. And we hope to have close to 100 pies this time.
Wow.
And we've enjoyed making them, and we enjoy seeing people and having them help us raise funds for such good causes this year, Shelter Box and the CMC Nursing Scholarship. And if you want more Rotary treats, then the Pancake Breakfast is Sunday morning at Sayre Park $5 tickets at the gate, or we'll have them at Pi Days, so you can...
Buy them in advance.
You can indeed. So I just want to say thanks to all the people who are baking for us. It's a wonderful, fun time, and we look forward to seeing folks there.
And again, a great tradition in Glenwood that's been going on for so long, and it continues thanks to, again, Stacy Gavrell from Valley View, who kind of put the bug in. Well, she's a member of Rotary,
yes.
But it was kind of her suggestion that maybe Rotary could take this on. And that's very cool. Again, by the way, that phone number I'll give you again in a minute. Remember, that's for a minimum of 3 pies.
Correct.
So if, I think you mentioned this earlier, if you have an office where you've got a few folks, you maybe want a special treat on Friday. I know a lot of times offices will order in lunch or something like that just to do something nice for their employees. A pie would not be the worst thing in the world you could do, right?
Right.
For morale. So a minimum of 3 pies before Thursday night at, what, 7?
That's what they can call.
Okay.
But lots to choose from. Just be sure and come early for the best selection, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Again, the phone number is 948-0606 if you would like to order those pies to have them delivered. You can pre-order them. Again, that's delivery just in Glenwood City limits.
Just some fair distance.
Right. It'd be reasonable. You're not going to be driving them to Vail.
No.
Fair enough. And again, Pi Day, if you want to stop by the Methodist Church, Friday morning, 8 to 11, 824 Cooper, just $5 for a slice of pie and some coffee. Sounds pretty darn good to me. Coffee or tea, by the way,
yes,
depending
Anna,
on what your preference is.
Maybe a little ice cream on top.
I forget. I was going to ask earlier, for the delivery, you're probably not going to deliver the ice cream.
No ice cream, okay. Just plain pies.
So if you want the a la mode, you're going to have to go to the Methodist Church Friday morning. But otherwise, you can still get a slice of pie or a whole, one of those pies delivered to your office, or you want to buy a couple and, donate it to Feed My Sheep or some organization that.
Good cause. There's lots of them in town.
And again, the pancake breakfast hosted by Glenwood Noon Rotary is Sunday at Sayre Park from 7:30 to 11. Pancakes, strawberries, of course, sausage, orange juice, and coffee. $5 for that as well. And again, that goes generally to the scholarships, the pancake breakfast, the $5 per slice on Pi Day. That will go to the CMC nursing scholarships as well as the shelter boxes, the shelter box program. Again, more details at gsrotary.org or find Glenwood Noon Rotary on Facebook. Look for Debbie's Facebook Live video at some point Friday morning. What else should we mention that we haven't talked about yet?
Just lots of good pies. There's just going to be a bunch. It's so seldom you sometimes take the time or see really, truly homemade fresh pies, and there's going to be some yummy stuff there.
All right.
Come enjoy.
All the best.
Thank
enjoy
you.
Enjoy the summer in the mountains. And the winter in Arizona.
Yes, it's always nice.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Again, the website, gsrotary.org. Search for Glenwood Noon Rotary on Facebook. Again, if you by Thursday night would like to pre-order 3 whole pies, feel free to do that by calling 948-0606. Talk to you soon, Pam. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.